Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. It is very good to be here, and we are so glad you are there. Thanks for joining us as we study and learn from God's Word together. I am sure you noticed our study through 2 Corinthians will soon be over. This lesson is from chapter 12, and there is only one chapter left in 2 Corinthians. Today, our title is The Conundrum of Love. Conundrum is an interesting word. It is used in situations that are confusing, and the answers may seem opposite. Walking with Jesus has conundrums, but we don't usually use this word to describe them. Here's an example. Jesus tells us to come to Him if we labor and are heavy laden, and He will give us rest. Then Paul tells Timothy to fight the good fight. So, which is it? Are we supposed to rest or fight? At first glance, they seem to be saying opposite things. You could say this is a conundrum. The answer to many of these conundrums is both. The challenge is getting the right balance. These are good areas for us to think about, and when we think God is telling us to do opposites, there is usually a good lesson for us if we take the time to dig into it and discover what He is really saying. And today, we aim to do that as we take a closer look at the conundrum of love. Bible teacher J. Mark is here to help us think through the opposites we feel as we love others. Let's go with him now to 2 Corinthians 12.
When you think about love, how does it make you feel? Does it make you happy or sad? Frustrated? Confident? How about confused? Do you have simultaneous and contradictory feelings? Many people in our world have a distorted understanding about love. To them, love is irresistible. It's always fun and delightful. I'll love you and you'll love me and we'll live happily ever after. Now, there's a sense in which that can be true, but it is also true that love is hard work, it can be painful and exhausting. I call this the conundrum of love, and I want us to think about it today as we open the Scriptures. It's the title of my teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 11 to 21, The Conundrum of Love. Now, a conundrum is a complex and confusing issue or dilemma where the answers sometimes seem to be contradictory. And love, like all of life, has its highs and has its lows. The Apostle Paul knew and experienced the conundrum of love. It's a universal experience that we all share. 2 Corinthians records Paul's varied experiences in his love relationship with the church in Corinth. And so turn now to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, and listen as I read the Holy Scripture. I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. For in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostles, though I am nothing. Truly, the signs of the apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Why were you inferior to the other churches, except that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Now, for the third time, I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I do not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you by cunning. Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus, and I sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, beloved, for your edification. For I fear lest, when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not want, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults. Lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before, and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness they have practiced. In this text, Paul uses a mixture of sarcasm and sincerity, and through them he clearly shows us the aspects that reveal the conundrum of love. The first aspect that reveals the conundrum of love is, it is often misunderstood. You've experienced this, haven't you? To the best of your ability, you've looked at a relationship or a situation, and you tried to love the other person like Jesus would love. You wanted others to understand by your words and your actions that you cared about them. But when it was all over, you were accused of being unloving, uncaring, and hurtful. You know, those kinds of experiences are complex, but they're also common. The Apostle Paul had poured his life into this Corinthian church, these Corinthian believers, and yet his sacrifices were forgotten, lost in the passing of time, and in the constant questioning of his motives by his critics. Paul refused to accept financial help from the church in Corinth. He desired the best for them, and he didn't want anything to interfere with that desire. But his choice generated two responses. One group of people said, "He doesn't love us, otherwise he'd ask for our support." And the other group said, "He's a coward. He's afraid to ask us for financial support." So Paul writes sarcastically, "Forgive me for this injustice." And then Paul chides them, saying, "You should be commending me. You know how much I love and care for you. You have received great spiritual blessings from me. It would be best if you were speaking in my defense against these false teachers back in Corinth. But you haven't done that. Instead, you've forced me to boast about myself. I am not inferior to those that you're holding up as super apostles, even though I'm nothing." During Paul's time there in Corinth, they had seen the proofs of his apostleship, the signs, the wonders, and the miraculous deeds. Those things confirmed Paul as God's servant, and yet they still questioned his motives and his calling. This aspect of love being misunderstood is one of its most challenging conundrums. The next aspect that reveals the conundrum of love is, it is often unappreciated. Despite the Corinthians' disrespect, Paul wanted to visit them. In fact, Paul reassures them that he will not be a burden to them when he comes to visit. And just in case they still don't understand, he says, "I don't seek what you have. What I really am seeking is you." Paul wasn't interested in their stuff, their possessions. He was interested in them as his spiritual children. So he said, "It's not natural for the children to save up for the parents. It's the other way around. The parents save up for the children." As their spiritual father, he was following that pattern. He was laying up an inheritance for those who were under his care. And that leads him to the most poignant statement in this text. He says, "I will most gladly expend my life for you, even though the more I love you, the less you love me." Paul's life and his example proved the truth of that statement. And yet, despite all of that, he was accused of raising this collection for those who were poor in Jerusalem for himself in the following verses. Again, Paul resorts to sarcasm. "But be that as it may, I did not burden you, yet being crafty, I took you in by deceit. I tricked you. I said the money was for others when I really meant to keep it for myself." He asks the Corinthians whether he or Titus had taken advantage of them by soliciting this gift for the poor. And the answer, of course, was no. The Corinthians kindly received Titus, and they sent him away with every proof of confidence and respect. Were they going to pretend now that he had somehow defrauded them? Paul said, "My actions and the actions of Titus are cut from the same cloth. Neither of them tried to take advantage of the church in Corinth, nor could they be credibly accused of deceit or acting improperly." This aspect of love being unappreciated is one of its most common conundrums. And then the final aspect that reveals the conundrum of love is it's often painful. Pain is not naturally associated with love, and yet there is a definite connection. Genuine love cares enough about people to confront them in their sins. This love is foreign to those who don't know Christ, because today the popular idea is, if you criticize my behavior and call it wrong or sinful, that's not loving. But you know, the scriptures reject that idea. God and his spokespersons never shy away from calling sin what it is. But we are warned in the scriptures to speak the truth in love. The truth is offensive enough by itself. We don't need to make it more offensive by poor behavior. In the final verses of our text, Paul warns the Corinthians that he is planning to visit, and he assures them that what he has done and will do is for their upbuilding in the faith. But his visit will include some unpleasant and painful accountability. He writes, "I am afraid that perhaps when I come, I may find you not as I wish." He hoped to find them walking in the truth and the order of the gospel, but their current behavior argued against that. Remember, Paul wrote his first letter to the Corinthians to deal with factions and immorality and other sins that they were engaged in. His second letter shows us that these sins have been dealt with, but not all of them. So Paul fears that his visit will find them mired in strife and jealousy, flaring anger, selfish ambition, backbiting, gossip, conceit, and disorder. Those are not the identifying characteristics of those who follow Christ. Further, he acknowledges that they will not find him to be in the condition they want. That is, he will need to administer discipline, which he confesses will be depressing. When he came to Corinth, he held these people accountable before God and before the church. Their sin was a grief to Paul. How we need more men and women today who grieve over the sin of those who profess to be God's children. Paul indicated that he would mourn for those who had sinned earlier and still hadn't repented. There were those in the church still living in moral or physical impurity. Others were practicing adultery, incest, fornication. Others were living in debauchery, totally given over to the appetites of their bodies. Paul said, "I will address all of these things when I come, and you can expect that there will be painful discipline." You know, in reality, that's what they needed. Genuine love doesn't withhold discipline because it's painful. Instead, it sees beyond the present circumstances to the eventual outcome. The writer of Hebrews put it this way, "Now no discipline seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." To recap then, we see these aspects that help us understand the conundrum of love. It's often misunderstood, frequently unappreciated, and often painful. By the life he lived and the words he wrote that have been preserved for us, the Apostle Paul is a worthy example to follow as we wrestle with and live out the conundrum of love.
Thanks, J. Mark, for explaining these conundrums and helping us think it through. Not what we usually think about when we love others, but it may be part of our story. Thanks again for being with us today. If you'd like to contact us for any reason, here is how you can reach us. You can email us at hope@heraldsofhope.org, or you can connect with us via our website, which is heraldsofhope.org. We would love to hear from you. We don't mind which method you use. One thought before you go. Have you considered how the three conundrums from today's lesson were experienced by Jesus as he loved us? May we as his children serve him with understanding, appreciating his sacrifice.